I suppose with not much ado, we will go immediately into the ministry of God's Word. Let me turn to a passage that I just read to us during the whole ceremony as they were exchanging vows, and that is in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Let me read to you from the 22nd verse and to the end of that chapter. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, as he himself is Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Let us pray to the Lord together, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice with Brian and with Anna on this momentous and wonderful occasion of their wedding. We pray, Heavenly Father, as has already been prayed, that you will strengthen them and encourage them in the walk they have begun together. Father, we want to commit ourselves to you and asking that even as we hear your word expounded in our hearing, we ask that you'd honor and glorify our great Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we plead these things for Christ's sake. Amen. The marriage relationship has fallen on very hard times. And it is not something that is very peculiar to Zambia as such, but it is actually a universal thing. When we hear all these movements of women around the world agitating for equal rights, we must take cognizance, and I want to say this to men in particular, that we must sit up and pay attention to what is being said. Because generally what goes on is that for us men is we begin to say things like, "Bana mayo aba. Balefwa tulingane nabo. Bonse tulefwa la matoloshi." They want to be competing with us. They are talking about equal rights. Takwava intambishalesha. And usually when I hear men talking like that, I say to myself, they have not heard clearly what the women are saying. Now, in the midst of a lot of wrong words that may be uttered, all that is being said, in essence, men, is this. Treat us with respect. That's what it boils down to. Treat us with respect. However, I want to speak to this within the context of the marriage relationship. Because though the Bible tells us that women should submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ, to me, that is but a little thing. The major story is where the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And it is to that I want to focus Brian's heart and every man's heart here. Whether you are married or not, if you have got any thoughts in your mind to take on a woman to be your wife, listen to me. If you have taken one on, listen to me. The Bible says to us, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. It does not end there. It says, and gave himself up for her. The whole thing changes. I am saying the submission of the church to Christ remains imperfect. That's why I was saying that is an easier part. There is no doubt that God has set up order in society. Right from civic governance, right up to domestic level, there are structures in which we are to govern ourselves as human beings. He has given headship to the man, and he has put the woman in a subservient position to submit to the husband. And when Paul begins to describe it in the letter I have just read to us, he says, wives, submit to your husbands as the church submits to Christ. You submit in everything. But let me say this. That which sets context for the woman to submit in the domestic sphere is the man. You see, my beloved friends, when you are bullying your wife, you are making it very difficult for her to submit. You are making it practically difficult for her to submit. In fact, she's not submitting. She's just being bullied. The context in which a woman submits is the context of self-sacrificing love from the husband. Self-sacrificing love from the husband. First, Paul tells us, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. The description that God gives us through the Apostle Paul of the character of that love that the man must show to the wife is the love that Christ showed when he walked that path to Golgotha to go and be hanged on that cross. That self-giving, self-sacrificing love. When he emptied himself of all. He did not hold on to anything. He showed his bride, the church, the full extent of that love. I want you to observe the context in which we are reading. Paul is dealing with the issue of headship and submission. He begins with a woman, submit. When he comes to the man, I want you to notice, he does not say to him, you must rule, you must govern, you must exercise headship. Rather, he gives him the context in how that headship must be shown. Love. The love we see in this passage is a self-giving love. It is a purposeful love. It is a self-giving love. He gave himself. Christ's love was a self-giving love. He preferred the other. He exhorts the church. He loves the church. His love is shown to the extent that he actually dies for the church. And Brian, that is what love will mean for her. You know, we come back from work with a Post newspaper because it has been so busy in the office. So we have got the Times of Zambia, Daily National, and so forth. So many newspapers, like a library. We come home, and so has your wife come from work. Tabenuka. She arrives home. She first has to attend to homework, to the children. Deal with the homework. Where is hubby? He's seated Balelolila 19 hours news. In the meanwhile, he's browsing through the Post newspaper. Ngabapisha, since we've got smartphones, Katringa ni iPad, we go online and start to read about what is going on in the USA over this young man who foolishly goes into church and shoots people. And he's just speaking from the comfort zone of the chair in the sitting room. Dear, and can you believe it? In the meanwhile, she's busy trying to attend to the children, running their bath and running to the kitchen, between the kitchen and the bathroom to make sure that the room will be and so forth. And him is just briefing her on what is going on around the world. Love, Brian, would mean you go to her and you say to her, which is the most difficult thing which I need to attend to? Let her choose. Even when you can see that because Anna is so gentle and humble, she chooses to get the most difficult. When you know in your heart of hearts that this is the most difficult, you just look at her and smile and say, come on, dear. Let me attend to these guys. Let me sort out their homework.
And the minute you sort out that home with
no manje ikala.
Kuketini.
Okay. Nala na yobwali. That is what love is. You know, when we begin as husbands to do this, our wives will stand up in society and they will speak out loud and say, hey, wait a minute. Which women are those that you are saying are being harassed? Because it will be a complete strange phenomena. But as long as it continues, that will be the anthem everywhere. And for that reason, as men, we must look with shame on ourselves and cast our countenances low. Until this is remedied. Until this is corrected. And we begin this here, Briar. When we covenant, whether in your heart of hearts, ama guys kunchitoba ambo kulakwe vati, akakuingirira. You just tell them, kale, ingira mumutima. The very first time my eyes fell on her, she came in. And I have never been normal. We must never be embarrassed as men to declare our affection for our wives. Even in public. I know it's not part of our culture trying to kiss one another in the streets. But at least, I don't think our culture forbids for me to tell my wife, even in the hearing of others, Ladi, I love you, dear. I don't think culture forbids that. Na aliku temwa, a friend on the Copper Belt, living in the mine townships, the way the mine townships are arranged, the houses, the kitchen of one house and the kitchen of the other face one another, just as the sitting room and the sitting room door of the other house face one another. And one day, the neighbors were seeing this friend washing a matebela, nappies, netiakufwala tuabakash. So the ladies in the other yard were peeping and saying, Vali Badisha. And the friend, this friend of mine, heard them. And he said, Alamutuma wakwe, Wali lowa, ewandisha. He was not embarrassed to show the world he loves his wife. Another friend was driving with a young lady, and as they were driving, he started explaining to her, they saw people in a car, a couple in a car, quiet. All of them looking in front as though both of them were driving. Quiet. And he told the young lady on the side and said, those two are married. Then they came and found another couple in the car laughing. And he says, those two are not married. How true it is. How true it is. We always try to remind one another with my wife when we are going for work about that. The gentleman actually is in the congregation. And the lady he was telling is also in the congregation. I don't know if they remember that. But we try to remind one another with my wife and try to make sure we are talking. Eh? I mean, as married people, you must be talking. Eh? You must be talking. Even if you are having intense fellowship, that is quarreling. We do not call it quarreling. We call it intense fellowship. It's intense. You know, that's why tumashuitule ema and so forth, nokufontana and so forth. As long as tamule ikatana. Right? You can point at one another, but don't use abusive language or touching one another. It's okay. It's human. But let's learn, even in the context of that, to love. To love is to set her as your priority. Your number one after God. One. Not Bamayo. Not Batata. Not Abachibululu. Today they pale into nothingness. Number one, Anna. You know, I'm saying it for you so that takulifia kutoshana na kweyo. The way you can just be saying that Pastor Hilani, Mwariyum Fili, tapari wa imine muchilonga yino unokuba susha yo. She's your number one. She's your primary concern. Even when the Lord blesses you with children, they are not the number one. Don't be like the Lamba people. Mind you, I am Lamba, right? The Lamba people like saying this. They are away from their wives, and now he is going back. Instead of saying, Nafuruka abakashi, they say this, Nafunga abana, ababakashi nganalala pampang. And yet the same person, the Africa kunganda, nibana nepusha, usha panupali abantu pan. Even when you sing the children, usha pali abantu pano. Because they haven't found a wife to pali abantu iyo. You know? So she is your priority. Not mom. That is why the Bible tells us that you leave your father and mother. Your wife becomes your primary concern. I know amongst us, again I claim, members, we like saying, umwana kashimweni. Yes. Uko kwine? Not in the Bible. You are covenanted before God, and God says to you, Brian, she is your priority. That is what love entails. That is what love entails. You to protect her. Let me give you an example. A friend, his wife was being bothered by his siblings, particularly this young sister of his. She was giving his wife hell. And it went on for some time. Until one day he seemed to say, He asked her to pack her bags, took her to the station, and sent her kuba fiash with these words. For you to be my sister, shari kwe neyo wakwati mkusale. So we learn chusha yo. Uyu, I went through the world in day fire. Nenene mwinene wasalile. So, shekwa yo wakumuchusha, wekela kuba fiashu bove. That is love. It is protective of its own. Protect her. Surround her. That she knows the sense of security. It does not matter. I am secure in this man's heart. It doesn't matter whatever. I am secure in this man's heart. Let me add another list. It does not matter what abakashana balela nda muchalo. I am secure in this man's heart.
It is settled. She can say to you, Kabieni. She knows. Even if there appear others that are more beautiful than me, Nine. The first cut is the deepest. Na likomamo. Tapali ukachila kweyo. It is settled. I am settled with this man. I am secure in his love. That love for your wife will provide for her. Will provide for her. Now whether Anna finishes her education and starts to work, nothing changes. I am the provider. I am a provider. That's what a friend told me recently. My wife is working. He refuses her to buy anything in the house. Of course, it may sound extreme, but he simply says, no. I've told him, I'm the provider. Of course, you'll have to, if I told you the name, you'll have also to appreciate the personality at play here. Right? But the point is that he takes that as his responsibility. As his responsibility. He will provide for his wife. When he lost his job, he became an anxious man to try and do this and the other thing, to try and scrounge around so that he continues to provide for his wife. Even when his wife would tell him, dear, I am working. Out of pride, he would just keep quiet, but he would still run around to try and provide. That is what love is. It sets her as the priority. It protects her. It provides for her. That is it, Brian. And to my fellow men, married or not, this is what we need to learn on gender relationships. I say it at work. Even when we go out in research in the field, I say it to men. First priority in terms of accommodation, wherever we go, kunyimba, kwamsoro, kwisa, the first best priority, I say it to all of the team, first ladies choose. The ladies must first take the best. Even when they say, no, but all of us, we are working for the same thing, Mr. Kanyenze, and so forth and so on, and I simply say, yes, but you are a man. She is a lady. So let's respect that. Because women, all they are asking for, in all they are saying, even when they sound to be extreme, don't worry. All they are saying is, please, treat us with respect. Na ife tulivantu. Treat us with respect. Don't treat us as second-class citizens, as some strange creatures that have come from outer space. Treat us with respect. Confer on us dignity also. And let's translate that as men into the domestic sphere. As we live with our wives. And let it become a lesson. Brian, when the Lord blesses you with children, be it boys or girls, Let them learn from you what it means to treat a woman.
Don't wait for your wife kuya katinta matobo. Iwo ine kuinda wangu wangu waya katinta matobo.
Next time I hear you say that, I will make sure you will not recall what you said. Whatever that means. You know? Protect her. Sometimes we allow a situation in the home where children are becoming abusive to their mother. Tuletamba. Please. This deep voice, God did not put it there for no reason. Use it.
Kuka senda timupantu wakoma kono kukomako. Wambo kulanda na kumupantu.
And when you are coming out from there, the only thing the child can recall is the vibration of your voice between the two drums and the hurting behind. That is all. Take charge. Take charge of the place. And I've just spoken to Brian. Now you may be looking at all those things and wondering, but Pastor, are you saying he's the only one who must be running affairs in the house? Yes. But you know what? Listen to this. He's the head. Don't compete. Don't compete with him. Just content yourself to be in the neck and you will turn the head wherever you want. You understand? Just content yourself of being the neck and you will turn the head wherever you want. Your love to his heart will do exploits. Ukanjeva. You know? You make him do, you can even make him dance for you, Munanda. Just by your love. Just content yourself in that position God has placed you in. It's a beautiful position. And use it effectively in his life. May the Lord rejoice over you to do you good. And bless you abundantly in the days to come. Amen.